I felt that the first 15 minutes we were all over them. We almost scored in the first second of the game. We almost flicked one on in.
And that was right off the bat. Who was that?
That was Elliot. Someone I don't remember who crossed it in, but Elliot got a flick and it just almost touched the post. And I felt the first 15 minutes we were really doing a great job of possessing and in control, good combinations. And, you know, like soccer, you know, a giveaway happens, and then two great passes and a good play by, you know, their team and good following, you know, it hits our keeper and rebounds, and they come in and knock in an easy one. And all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh. And lo and behold, two, you know, another one in the next 5 minutes, and now we're shrugging our shoulders like we're in this game. And now it's we're on the border
really,
of a blowout.
Yeah, exactly. You're in real big trouble. Tier gets credit. They, you know, kept battling, and you know, it, like I said, by the halftime, it's, even though you're down 2-0, it didn't seem like it was, you know, it was, even though you don't want to be down by two goals at that point, is, you know, at least you're, you know, you're still in it. But then you know, right at the start of the second half, you great play. Everyone's fired up. You score a goal, and then this long delay and. That could have been the end of the party right there.
Yeah, you know, we delayed probably way too long. The referee could have, should have, maybe just said, the call is over and let's get this back started. But we were fighting for our kids. You know, we were trying to get that goal on the board and trying to say any rules that we could come up with or think of that, that would help us.
Yeah.
And it was crazy because the referee actually allowed us to speak probably way too long. He probably should have shut it down and got that game back started, but I think that helped us. It just built enough fire in our kids, and our kids had to fire this game.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just built that fire, like, now everybody's against us, and, you know, they took this everybody's against us role on the field and went at them. And, you know, it went at them for 40 straight minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a different match the second half. You guys were on them the whole way. It got that score right after that, which obviously was huge, but you just kept the pressure on throughout the rest of the way.
Yeah, they may or may not, I don't know how the rest of their season will go, but that will probably be one of the games where they're under, you know, for their season, a ton of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Tony's a good coach, and he'll figure out how to get his kids composed and how to be able to play out of that.
Yeah.
And they'll be a different team if we have the pleasure of seeing them again at the end of the year. And hopefully we're a different team.
Yeah.
And we have things that we can work on. But, you know, overall, I'm very proud of our kids. I mean, we...
Well, let's talk about the last finals moments, because that was, you know, I mean, it was pretty dramatic. Here it's winding down, the time running out. You've been knocking on a door, just missing a couple of times, and then you finally click there in the last minute. And this place really, you know, I mean, it, I thought we were like a champion, a state
championship. Yeah, well, I thought the referee was going to yellow card our entire team for going off the field, which he could have. Yeah, but, you know, I would have argued that how could you tell because all the fans came onto the field. So
exactly.
who are you really yellow card?
There.
But, you know, hats off to those kids. You know, we were playing a man down, so we were playing 10 men, and that was for a good 12 minutes or so, and we still pressure that whole game, even a man down. And, you know, I'm glad to see that we were able to make something happen in the end. It's certainly our kids treated that like a win because, you know, the timing of that last goal. But hats off to them. And Mark Pavula coming off the bench. And, you know, that's what happens when you get chances. You got to capitalize on them.
Again, you could have been easy to get down here. You lose, you know, you lose such an important player to your team on a red card. Again, that's, you know, is an unfortunate situation. And that could have been, it was just another day. But the kids didn't let that happen.
You know, it almost felt like we were playing 11 on 11 when Kyle was out because we were everywhere.
Yeah.
And we changed our lineup a little bit and brought everybody up front and just tried to create as much havoc as possible. But within all that, our kids still knocked the ball around. There were times where we were, you know, stringing passes, 6, 7, 8 passes together that all, you know, ended up in good opportunities. We had shots on goal. We tested their keeper.
Yeah.
We tested him not only on set pieces but also in the run of play. We had plenty of opportunities.
Yeah.
We went between long ball and short passing with combination. So it was a really good effort by our kids. And we put it all in on Friday.
I mean, you didn't have much time to do this. You had a couple of matches there quick, and from where you started a week to this finish, you got to be real pleased, obviously.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.